Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. Today's film is the first one I remember seeing in cinemas, a milestone in Disney animation and, along with The Hunchback of Notre Dame, probably represents the studio at its dramatic best. Naturally, we are talking about Pocahontas. It's a tall tale, as old as America herself. Pocahontas, daughter of Chief Powhatan, witnesses the coming of English ships to her land. One of the company, explorer John Smith, is sent to scout the terrain. She follows him, and inadvertently they meet, and their worlds are forever changed. Directed by Mike Gabriel and Eric Goldberg, two understated heroes of the Disney Renaissance, the film is reflective of both their styles. Gabriel's sense of epic scope and dramatic thrust that he brought to the rescuers down under is reflected here, as well as the somewhat amorphous Hirschfeldian style that Goldberg brought to Aladdin and Fantasia 2000. Somehow, they gel together, and then some. The voice cast is as good as gold. You have actual American Indians playing American Indians. What a concept! Starting with Irene Bedard as Pocahontas herself, bringing an emotional heft not seen in many other Disney heroines. She is slightly older than the usual 16 to 18 range of them, and her maturity grounds her in a far more realistic fashion than a fairy tale princess. The late, great Russell Means plays Chief Powhatan in immortal fashion, one of the best and most reverent portrayals of an American Indian chieftain in film history. He's a guiding hand for his people and a voice of reason to his daughter, but remains a powerful figure you don't want to cross. The English colonizers have quite a few stars among them. Smith is played by Mel Gibson, at the peak of his stardom, and while he doesn't attempt an English accent, instead opting for a neutral one, his voice work is brilliant, subdued without sounding bored, but energized without hamming it up. And he does his own singing, a rarity even in the 90s, and he does so exceptionally well. David Ogden Stiers, mainstay voice of Disney Animation sidekicks, finally gets to play the villain, Governor Ratcliffe, and is as nasty and conniving as can be. To think, just 4 years prior, he played Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast. Supporting crewmen include Billy Connolly, one of Scotland's national treasures, and, in a pivotal role, Christian Bale. His character, Thomas, looks an awful lot like him, and that is because Bale volunteered to be his own reference model. True, the film takes massive liberties with history, and that, where adaptations are concerned, is nowadays frowned upon. But if you do your research, there was little else for the Walt Disney Studios to do with the events upon which the film is based. What we have is one of the least faithful and yet one of the most moving historical dramatizations ever made, and with one of the most palpable love stories ever drawn to celluloid. One thing that must be addressed. The film exists in two versions, one the theatrical cut, the other basically a director's cut, with a wonderful song and its reprise finished and added back into the film. Don't be fooled by the special edition tag. Seek out the latter, which can only be found on the 10th anniversary DVD release. Ladies and gentlemen, Pocahontas. Pocahontas is streaming on Disney Plus worldwide and is available on DVD and Blu-ray through online retailers or your local library.